Wealth Within offers a range of investment and educational services to help you secure your financial future. Whether you're an aspiring trader or simply want to increase the strength of your portfolio, Wealth Within are dedicated to maximising your investment returns.
Welcome to Talking Wealth. I'm Blake Sterling, analyst and assessor at Wealth Within. With the current volatility being experienced in the markets, it's important to have some rules or guidelines on which to base your investment decision. Today, I'm going to be providing you with 10 things you need to do in this market to succeed. Number one, learn how to read the market. Any great football champion will tell you that the key to their success is learning how to read the game, knowing with a high degree of accuracy what their teammates and opposition are likely to do before they do it, and adapting to such conditions so as to be in the right place at the right time. The same can be said about the share market. You see, the market is a living, breathing organism and is constantly changing. As we have seen in recent times, the increased volatility has caught a number of traders and investors out. For most, now is the time to run for cover or put their heads in the sand. For those traders with knowledge, experience and the ability to adapt to market conditions, the current market environment presents an absolute bonanza of opportunities. Buy and hold is not the answer. I hear many investors state that a strategy of buy and hold is the best way to achieve superior market gains. However, most who have adopted this approach over the last decade or so would have seen portfolio values drop by an estimated 50% during the darkest days of the GFC. To make matters worse, in order to have such portfolios return the same value pre-GFC, the market has to rise by 100%. By actively trading, you can achieve a far superior return. This is because shares will generally rise in value for between 12 months to 5 years before falling away in price for similar periods. Using a buy and hold approach, we'll see gains made during bullish periods decimated when the bears take control. By adopting a simple capital preservation technique, such as a stop loss, we'll see your returns compound much faster than simply holding on and hoping for the best. Ensure you have a solid plan in place. Did you know that the logical part of your brain is much smaller than the emotional side? In order to make smart decisions about your finances, it stands to reason that you need the logical side to dominate, yet the opposite is normally the case once a hint of fear or greed set in. This is the main reason why we see otherwise intelligent people chase get-rich-quick fantasies or hang on to stocks that have lost significant value, the realm of emotionally driven financial decisions. In recent weeks, and during the GFC, we have borne witness as to what the onset of fear can do to financial markets the world over. There is a way to avoid this, however, and that is to have a solid plan in place as to how you will, and importantly, how you will not, invest your wealth and stick to your plan. And cheap doesn't necessarily mean it's a good deal. There is much talk around at the moment from many in the industry that stocks are cheap and the time is ripe to buy up big on some bargains. Whilst in theory this may be true and BHP might look appealing at around $40, how do you know it won't fall further? Unfortunately, the financial industry has stood at the forefront of the myth that time in the market is more important than timing the market for decades now. However, as the GFC and the current volatility has proven more recently, if you know how to time the market, or more specifically know how and when to enter a stock as it is rising and get out before the longer term direction changes, you are far ahead of the pack when it comes to investing. Don't be affected by the herd mentality. Many investors react to market conditions, purchasing shares en masse when markets are rising and selling en masse when markets are falling. However, in my experience, it's far better to take a contrarian view to investing in the share market. This is supported by Warren Buffett, who once said it is better to be fearful when others are greedy and greedy when others are fearful. In reality, most investors are fearful and greedy at the same time, which often results in an inability to profit from market fluctuations. Use stop losses to protect capital. Successfully investing in the share market is not about how much you make, rather it is about how much you do not lose. In other words, it is about minimizing risk, not maximizing profits. A stop loss is simply a price point where you want to sell a security to preserve capital if a recently entered trade turns against you, or to protect the profits of a winning trade. If you think about it, this rule alone would have saved investors from losing thousands over the past few years. Always manage your risk. The amount we invest in the share market tends to change our perception of the risk we are taking and the research required to manage that risk. Usually, This is because it is much easier to swallow a $1,000 mistake than a $500,000 mistake. But let me assure you, the process to invest $500,000 or $1,000 should be exactly the same, as they both represent the same amount of risk. Educate yourself. Now, we all know ignorance can be very, very expensive. Many who told me in the bull market that they did not need or could not afford to learn have now suffered losses many times greater than if they had gained a solid education. When it comes to the share market, your first investment should always be to educate yourself. Over the next 12 months or so, it's highly likely that the market will continue to be volatile, and it is only the educated that will profit during this period. Don't over-diversify. Now, we've all heard the saying, don't put all your eggs in one basket, and there is good reason for this. Simply because if you place all your money in one investment and the investment goes bad, you stand to lose all your money. Therefore, it makes sense to spread your money across different asset classes. However, many in the industry promote diversifying within an asset class, and this is where investment performance can go awry. For example, we find most people generally hold way too many stocks in their portfolio. Someone who owns an over-diversified portfolio will tend to find that one third of the stocks are rising, while the other two thirds are either traveling sideways or worse, down. Given we only want to hold onto stocks that are rising, it makes sense to get rid of those that are not performing and restrict a portfolio to between 5 and 12 stocks. It is much easier to select a small number of rising stocks, the portfolio is much easier to manage, and to top it off, you will save money on transaction fees. So where is the holy grail? There are a number of would-be investors out there in the wide world who are in search of the fabled holy grail of investing, the system or fund manager who will be able to turn them into millionaires overnight. Quite simply, the holy grail does not exist. Successful investing takes persistence, determination, and hard work. Thanks for listening. I'm Blake Sterling, and this has been Talking Wealth.
Talking Wealth was brought to you by Wealth Within. To learn how you too can maximize your investment returns, call 1300-SHARETRADE.